And now, it's your turn with Dave Mullarkey. 724-283-2525. It's Butler County's only live call-in talk show. It's your turn on 680 AM WISR and worldwide on the internet at WISR680.com. It's your turn, 724-283-2525. And now, it's your turn with Dave Mullarkey.
Good afternoon once again, everyone. Welcome. Nice to have you with us. Finally, we get some sunshine, huh? How long has it been? A month and a half since we had a sunny day? It seems like that. Cold, though. Yeah, brutally cold. And it's going to be cold for the next couple of days, and then we'll have a moderating trend as we head into the weekend. But, you know, we're almost to the middle of December now, so. In fact, 2 weeks from today, Christmas Day. Don't want to scare anybody, but it's 2 weeks from today. Hey, we're going to be talking a little bit about Christmas and about a bunch of other stuff, too. On the first segment of the program today, we have guests with us from Butler Downtown, including, for the next couple of weeks, the president of the Butler Downtown organization, and that's Matt McCune is with us here. Matt, good to see you.
Oh, thanks for having me, Dave.
Also, the incoming president of Butler Downtown, and that's John Smith visiting with us, too. John, nice to have you here today.
Dave, good to be here. Thank you.
When do you take over? When do you take the gavel from Matt here?
As soon as he makes me, which apparently is going to be January 1st. No, I'm looking forward to it.
First of the year. Yeah. Now, you've served as vice president, I think, for the past year, have you?
Yes, that's correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the way the board is set up is the first vice president takes the presidency at the end of their term.
Mm-hmm. John, by the way, is with Reclamation Brewing.
Right, Reclamation Brewing Company and also RB Cigar Bar and Speakeasy.
Mm-hmm. Is that at the same place?
No, it's actually in the Grand Ballroom building. It's in the basement, the lowest level. It's a really cool space, kind of a retro theme. In the cigar bar, kind of a Prohibition era kind of feel.
Well, when you use the term speakeasy, I kind of guessed that.
Yeah.
How long have you been open there?
We've been open about a year and a half. Yeah.
Well, I haven't been there yet. I have to stop in.
Pretty cool.
Do you need a password to get in like the old speakeasies in the Prohibition era?
Yeah, you just need a Franklin or a Benjamin or a Jefferson.
I think the Volstead Act was repealed several years ago.
Actually, we just had, it was within the past few days, 3 or 4 days ago, the anniversary of the end of Prohibition.
Mm-hmm, right. Repeal Day.
Yeah, Repeal
mm-hmm.
Day.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you probably celebrate that. Yeah.
Yeah, we celebrate that every day.
Well, we want to recap a couple of things that have happened recently with the Butler Downtown organization. And Matt, for one thing, you had your annual celebration a couple of weeks back.
Right? We did. I think the last time I was here, I think it was about a week before or so. We did have that. I believe it was November 7th. Mm-hmm. Does that sound right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was certainly a success. If you recall, we gave out three awards, Volunteer of the Year, Business of the Year, and then an Economic Impact Award. And we were certainly encouraged by those that came out to recognize the award winners and really just kind of celebrate the downtown. I think there was, we estimated maybe about 100 people there,
mm-hmm.
Give or take.
Mm-hmm.
We did it at Brushes and Barstools on Main Street.
Local business downtown. Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So we were very encouraged by that. It was a fun thing to do. It was a good night, certainly look forward to doing it again next year.
Jason Beckwith was honored, I believe, as a Volunteer of the Year.
That's right. Yep.
And Mystic Moon, the antiques store, Artisans and Antiques, that was the Business of the Year.
That's right.
I had somebody in my family ask me about that business a week or so ago. I said, have you ever heard of it? I said, yes. I've been there.
As a matter of fact, I have.
Place. Yeah. And what was the other one?
The Spring Hill Suites Hotel on Jefferson Street was the Economic Impact Award winner.
Well, that's certainly the case with that. What a beautiful addition to the downtown. That first time I was in that hotel, I was blown away.
Right. Yeah. It's a great facility.
It really is nice.
See, I didn't realize that Marriott had how to describe it, different levels of hotels, different mm-hmm. echelons.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a Spring Hills Suites, which is kind of high on the list. You know, it's not like your roadside motel. It's really like a resort in
yeah.
there.
It's a beautiful facility. I actually had family that was in for the holidays, for Thanksgiving, and they stayed there, and they were blown away. They said that's a phenomenal facility, a great addition to the city of Butler, and they were super pleased with the accommodations there.
First time I stayed there was about a year ago. When the power went out, remember, for 4 or 5 days?
All too yeah. well, yeah. I remember that.
I took it for a couple of days without heat, and yeah. then I went to the Marriott, and it was the first time I stayed there.
Right,
went, wow,
right,
great.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, obviously a good choice in terms of the economic impact award. And you've had these honors that have been presented every year at the celebration for a few years now, right?
Yeah, we didn't do it last year for 2018 for... you know, we were going through some, I guess, tumultuous times, but we were able to kick it back, get it back going this year. But every year that I've been involved at Butler Downtown, we did have this celebration, and we did give out these awards. And I'm not exactly sure when it started, but it certainly predated both.
Yeah, before my time.
Yeah. Mine too. So. And I mean, I think that the community appreciates it, and you know, everybody that's always won those awards, at least as far back as I can remember, was somebody that really, in various ways, you know, improved the downtown, the main street, or just the community. So I mean, I really think that it's nice to give back to these folks, just commemorate them, and let them know, hey, you know, your work's not going unnoticed here.
Nice to recognize the people who make an effort to keep small business alive mm-hmm. locally. We just had Small Business Saturday a couple of Saturdays ago.
Right.
That's supported here mm-hmm. locally. So I agree. It's a good thing to do.
And Dave, I would encourage your listeners to keep an eye out for that event coming up in 2020 because it's open to the public. Anyone is welcome to attend. Mm-hmm. They kind of get an update on what's going on downtown and what's happened in the last year. So it's a good time.
We also provide some refreshments.
We do, too, yes. So.
That's important, too.
Yes.
If any of our listeners have not driven past Diamond Park in recent days, especially at night.
That's right.
Looks a little different now. A forest has sprung up there,
yes.
right?
An LED lighted forest, yes. Yeah.
The Christmas trees, when did they go up, Matt?
Let's see.
A couple of Saturdays ago?
I believe it was November 15th. It was two Fridays before Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. We put them up over the that weekend. Usually, just like every year, we put the trees go up, physically put them up on Friday, and then put the lights up on Saturday. I do it over 2 days. That way I can kind of coordinate some volunteers, get some different people involved. The county helps out. I'm very, very grateful for the help that them and the maintenance guys down there that bringing the supplies down from Sunnyview on Friday.
And you use Diamond Park because that's mm-hmm. a county-owned
yep.
park. Right?
Yeah, so the county is very, very, very helpful in keeping that project moving. And then on Saturday, we light, we string the lights on the trees. And this year, I've gotten volunteers to light up the trees from various sources. This year, I had about 5 to 10 volunteers from the National Junior Honor Society students from Butler High School came down and helped, and they were a big help. They sped up the process pretty significantly. I think it took us about 2 hours to get everything done.
I should have realized that you did that right around Thanksgiving because you want the trees to be lit for the Spirit of Christmas parade.
That's right. Yep.
Saturday after Thanksgiving. Folks, if you haven't seen that, really, even if you're going out of your way a little bit, it's worth driving by because it's really nice. I can remember at one time there was one tree there, and then several years ago, somebody in the Butler Downtown organization said, let's put several trees up, and
yep.
it really, really looks nice. Really oh. does.
Well, thank you. I think that the main tree, the largest one, is probably the nicest tree that we've had to date. So I was very happy with the way the way it turned out and the way it looked. It's not exactly easy to light a tree that's 23 feet high, but you know, we figure it out.
Makes it nice to catch the red light at the courthouse.
That's right.
You can take a deep breath and enjoy the lighted trees there. Especially this year, because of circumstances, we don't have the Christmas lights along Main Street downtown because the light poles are about to be
right.
replaced.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a, you know, I can understand that decision. Mm-hmm. In fact, I agree with it. I think it was a wise move. Silly to waste effort, you know, if they have to be torn down to put up the new light poles and everything like that.
Yeah, it was a shame, but it was just one of those things. That it's just the way it has to be this year, you know. They'll be back next year, and it's going to look beautiful again. So.
And I would mention that Butler Downtown, taking note of that, we actually provided the red ribbons, the red bows that are on the evergreens that line Main Street. So we tried to spruce it up a little bit in the absence of the lights this year.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I have a book. I'm trying to think of the name of it right now. It's the exact title. It's something like Main Street, Downtown Butler. It's a picture book from years and years ago. And one of the big pictures might even be on the cover. I'm not sure. It's a picture that was taken from the upper stories of a high building up somewhere around the courthouse. I don't know exactly what building, but it's looking down Main Street at Christmas time in the 1950s and 50s and 60s. And it's got the old-time Christmas decorations. I don't know whether you lived in Butler back then, John.
No. I'm a more recent transplant.
They look like they were 50s and 60s decorations. I can remember them as a kid.
Yeah.
They were like bells, and they went across the street, from one side to the other, from all of the light poles. I know for its time it was fine, but the ones we have now are pretty classy. I really like them, all white snowflakes.
I can only remember the ones that eventually burned down in the Worsley's fire.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah,
when the Worsley's warehouse burned down, because that's where they were stored.
Yeah, which I believe were similar to the ones that we have now, if memory serves.
Yeah, pretty close. Yeah. And then there was a campaign to show people and businesses pitch in. There was a campaign to raise money to replace them, and like in a week and a half, there was enough money to replace them for that very year.
Right. So. That's awesome.
Everybody loves Christmas.
Indeed. Yeah, I can remember, as a kid, a very young kid, as a matter of fact, coming to Butler's shop. We lived about 20, 25 miles away, but came to Butler pretty much every weekend to shop, especially at Christmas time. And that's when I can remember those lights strung across the street and the crowds, you know. Downtown was the only place to be back in those days, just as it was all across America. But good memories. Huh?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Good memories. Matt, your family's from Butler, right?
Yes. Yep. Both my parents born and raised, and so was I.
We're talking with the current president and the soon-to-be new president of Butler Downtown, which is an all-volunteer organization, by the way. Dedicated to promoting the downtown, the health of the downtown, business and fun.
Right.
It's not just business. Certainly in your operation, John, it's fun.
We certainly hope so.
Reclamation Brewing.
Cool. Yeah.
How many years have you been open now? Five, six?
We have been open, it was 4 years in September, so about 4 1/3 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Reclamation Brewing, if you're not familiar with the location, is pretty much right beside Miller Shoes.
Yep. In that we share area, a wall.
200 block of South Main Street. And a craft brewery,
right,
which are springing up all over the country. You were really in the vanguard. You were one of the first ones around here.
Well, I think we were the first in Butler since Prohibition, the first operating brewery in Butler. And now we have, within 5 miles, we have four craft breweries.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really been exciting. If you think back pre-Prohibition, every neighborhood, every town had their own local brewery, and you would go there and get your beer fresh. You know, if you're a Schlitz guy, you go down to the Schlitz brewery and you pick up your beer. And you're seeing that return more and more where people are staying local, hyper-local, where they're not driving 20, 30, 40 miles. And, you know, not that long ago, the only craft brewery that I can think of we had locally was Penn Brewery in Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. And they were one of the first in the region, and they're only 20 or 21 years old. They were right at the, I guess you could say, the cutting edge of the craft brewery revival in this part of the country. So
that's the one in Lawrenceburg area, right?
Mm. It's what's the old? It's in an old brewery building. They revived that brewery building. Yeah.
Butler had a brewery way way back when, and it was called Butler Brewery, I think, something like that. I've asked where it was, and I believe somebody told me it was down in the Negley Avenue area, which would have been down
on the west end.
West end, the island section. Exactly where, I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
I never had anybody tell me, you know, exactly where it was located.
But right.
I'm guessing somewhere down around Hutchinson's Cleaner, somewhere mm-hmm. down in that mm-hmm. area.
Yeah.
Well, it would be close to the Conequenessing.
Yeah.
You need water if you're going to brew beer.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we're talking way, way back now.
Right, know, right, yeah.
A long, long time ago. Butler Downtown, as I mentioned, is an all-volunteer organization. You have some practical ways, Matt, where downtown businesses and storefronts can spruce up a little bit, right? There's some grant money or low-interest loan money or something available?
There is, that's right. Dave, you know, you and I have talked several times about the revolving loan fund. But I think up until recently, we had loaned all the money out, so there was really, it existed, but there was no money available for anybody to apply for a loan. That is no longer true. We do have enough money in the principal account to loan out money right now. As we speak, I'm not exactly sure how much is in there, but we do have enough to make out a loan. The minimum that somebody can apply for is $15,000. So anyone who is a property owner, business owner, anything within that Main Street corridor from Penn to Wayne and between McCain and Washington, anybody in there can submit an application. It is a low interest loan. It's 1% under the prime rate. So I mean that's cheaper money than you can get anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
So you know the theory behind it, the purpose of it is, you know, to give you know this the property owners and business owners in that area, you know, some incentive to and ability, you know, to put some money back into their property. So I would encourage anybody who thinks that they may, you know, think they need some money to do something, get a hold of us at info@butlerdowntown.org, and, you know, see what it would take to provide an application. John and I actually both sit on the Revolving Loan Fund Committee. There's five of us who, whenever there is an application pending, we review it and meet usually a couple of times in order to, you know, process the loan. And, you know, we look forward to doing it again. Hopefully, you know, I do hope the money is there. It's not doing any good just sitting in that
right.
account.
So, sure.
I mean, I certainly hope somebody that, you know, that they can take advantage of it does.
And then as loans are paid back, and that puts more money in the fund for new loans.
That's right. It grows, you know, as the, you know, there's two accounts. There's an interest account and a principal account. A couple of times a year, that money is distributed from the interest account, half of which goes to back into the principal account so that the, you know, it grows, and then half of it to Butler Downtown because we're responsible for the administration of the loan. So that goes directly towards, you know, keeping things moving.
And what is the website for more information on that?
Anybody can email us at info@butlerdowntown.org.
We'll take a quick break. Back to talk more with our guests, with John and Matt here on It's Your Turn on WISR in just a moment. One of our sponsors on the program today is the Society of St. Vincent de Paul here in Butler. These people do so much for the needy and the less fortunate in our community. And they'd like to do two things here during the holiday season. First of all, thank everybody, businesses, individuals, companies who have helped them throughout the past year with donations and in-kind services. Thanks a whole lot, really. And whether it was donation of food for the Society of St. Vincent de Paul Food Cupboard, or people who donated items which could be sold at the Society of St. Vincent de Paul Thrift Store in the Greater Butler Mart on Route 8, just south of Butler, because all of the proceeds from the operation of that store helped to fund the food bank and the client aid program, which can offer a little bit of help to a needy family with a heating bill or a doctor bill or whatever at the end of the month, client aid, all under the umbrella of the Society of St. Vincent de Paul. And when you're putting your Christmas list together and finalizing your gift list, maybe you can put St. Vincent de Paul at the bottom there and give them a little gift too. They'd really appreciate it. They like to say we stand tallest when we stoop to help others. Wonderful thought. All year round, and especially at holiday time. Society of St. Vincent de Paul here in Butler. We'll be back with more right after these words.
The Young Funeral Home of Butler invites you to stop by their Jefferson Street location downtown Butler to talk about pre-arrangements. Not the easiest thing to do, but necessary. And the Young family will walk you through the process, making it very comfortable and really easy to take care of. You'll experience peace of mind knowing that your wishes and plans will be carried out to the last detail. Call the Young Funeral Home in Butler today to make an appointment with a member of the Young family. Generations of the Young family have been caring for generations of Butler families for well over 40 years. The Young Funeral Home, West Jefferson Street in Butler.
Welcome back. It's the Wednesday edition of It's Your Turn. Don't be fooled by bright sunshine today. Mighty nippy out there, and it's going to be, and the wind is blowing too. We got 2 days of cold weather, and then we'll be warming up a little bit again, up into the 40s Friday, Saturday. Right now, they think we might get a good bit of rain, however, by the weekend. We'll see. A few days away. With us here in the studio are the current president of the Butler Downtown Organization, Matt McCune, and the man who will be taking over as new president come the first of the year. That's John Smith from Reclamation Brewing. You and your son, Ben, started Reclamation Brewing. How did that come about? Were you brewing at home in bathtub and, you know, said, this stuff's pretty good. Let's start a business.
Thankfully, Dave, we never brewed in the bathtub. We did brew in our garage during cold weather, though. So, we were home brewers. My son has a degree. He's got 2 degrees, but one of them is in marketing and management. And I'd been a business owner before. We both loved beer. And a friend of ours who was brewing with us at the time, the three of us started Reclamation Brewing, and it was a process, but we ended up opening in September of 2015, yeah. As the years pass, you know, they get a little fuzzy.
I never realized you could brew beer at home until I saw an old Three Stooges short. Anybody remember the Three Stooges? They had one of their shows where they were, I don't know, Mo had the great idea, the brains of the trio, to start brewing their own beer, and of course it exploded all over the bathtub and all that.
He overprimed it, if I'm remembering correctly. You can naturally carbonate beer in the bottle with priming sugar, but anyone who's ever done that that's done too much of that priming sugar knows it gets explosive. So if I remember that episode you're talking about, the beer's all spewing out, and he's trying to take care of it by drinking it as it comes out. Yeah.
The Three Stooges, my. I start to tear up when I start thinking about some of those old shows. They're hilarious. So do you have your own recipe? I mean, obviously there's a general recipe for beer, just like there's a general recipe for a cake.
Right.
But
like a cake would start with flour. All beers start with some base malt, generally a two-row malted barley. That's a very common base malt. But we do have, we've got dozens of recipes. We have to register those brands with the state, with the LCB. Oh. So those are, you know, and you're going to have styles, and then within those styles, different variations based on what you accentuate. So, yeah, we've got quite a few recipes. We have some that we haven't even brewed yet, but that we have prepared.
Do the available craft beers at Reclamation Brewing, do they vary with the season sometimes?
They do. As a matter of fact, we do fall beers, Christmas beers, spring beers. Most recently, we've worked up a cocktail. The hard seltzers are really popular right now, and we are doing one in-house that's all natural, no carbohydrates, no gluten. So if you're, one of the problems with people who like beer but can't have gluten is they have to have a gluten-free product. And most of the gluten-free beers I've had, I will never have again, simply because they remove the stuff that makes beer that makes it tasty. So, but we try to have some options for folks that are, celiac, that suffer from celiac disease and they can't have gluten, or they're just not beer drinkers. But, yeah.
I am a stout lover. I drink stout, and I know on occasion you've had a stout that you brew. Is that pretty much all the time?
We have a stout on all the time. Right now we have our Egan's Irish Style Dry on nitro, so you'd probably enjoy that one.
Mm-hmm. I would.
Yeah.
I ever drink stout, man?
Every once in a while. I'm more of a...
You didn't say that's too enthusiastic.
Yeah. the darker a beer gets, the less likely it's going to be my flavor. I'm more of an ale guy.
You like the sour beers too.
I do. Yeah. I do like the sour beers. Yeah. What's that one? Funky Monkeys. That one's pretty good.
On an average basis, how many selections would you have if somebody stopped in?
Different styles?
Yeah.
We have 12 taps, and normally we have 10 or 11 of our own beers, and then one or two guest taps. On the guest tap, we may have another brewery's beer. We may have a mead or a cider. So we try to keep a variety.
Mead. That's like back to Renaissance days,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Henry VIII.
Yeah, honey wine.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's very popular, too. It's making a real comeback as well.
And by the way, at Reclamation Brewing, you also have food.
We do. We have a full menu. We've added recently some new menu items. We're running a test because we're going to relaunch our menu this coming January. So we're asking folks to sample some of the new things that we've added, such as fries, loaded fries, poutine, chicken wings, all that sort of stuff. So to let us know what they like and what they want to see continue. I would mention, and this just occurred to me when I mentioned wings, we've got a Carolina Reaper wing challenge. Mm-hmm. We've only had one person complete it so far. So if somebody's into a spicy eating contest, they can swing by and we'll hook them up.
Speaking of Henry VIII and honey mead, he would have gone for the wings, I bet you. I could just picture Henry VIII. Would, yeah. Now give me about 50 of those babies, please.
Keep them coming.
That's right. He took about 50 of everything.
Yeah, yep, yep.
Including wives, I recall. Yeah. Reclamation Brewing, located in the 200 block of South Main Street downtown, and one of the downtown Butler businesses. I'm always pleased to drive through the downtown and look at how healthy it is compared to many other cities of similar size to Butler. Mm-hmm. Some of them are pretty much ghost towns anymore.
Right. Unfortunately. Yes. We've had, I think, we were talking at our last board meeting, in the last year alone, we've had, I believe, a dozen new businesses open downtown. Yeah. So we're super excited about that. We want to see the downtown area thrive, all of Butler City thrive. Mm-hmm. One of the things that we're planning for this upcoming year is a familiarization tour. And if you're a property owner or a business owner and you're interested in either renting your space, selling your space, starting a business, shoot us an email at info@butlerdowntown.org, and let us know that you're interested so we can get you connected and in touch and on that mailing list. But the purpose of that tour is to attract residents, new residents to the city, new businesses to the city, connect people that need property or expansion with that. And so we'll be working with realtors, business owners, building owners, and that'll be coming up later in the summer.
Oh, that's terrific. Well, those are some of the things that the incoming president of Butler Downtown, John Smith, is looking forward to. John, it's nice to have you here today. Nice to talk with you.
Thank you, Dave. My pleasure.
And Matt, same to you.
Oh, thank you, Dave. It's been a pleasure for to come in here and talk to you. I think the past year, I think we've done this every other month. I've really enjoyed it, so thank you.
Oh, same here. Same here. And Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Likewise.
Yeah. Have to try some of that Christmas beer.
Yes, sir. Yep. It's, yeah, for sure.
Coming up, we'll take a quick break here, but we have more to come on the It's Your Turn program here on a Wednesday. We'll be talking with guests from the Pittsburgh North Regional Chamber coming up here, and also a special guest, the original chairperson of the board for the combined organizations. That's all coming up in just a couple of minutes here on It's Your Turn on WISR, so stick around. We'll be back after these words.
Shopping for a mortgage? Don't just compare the mortgage rates. At Armco Credit Union, they'll not only offer a competitive rate, but they may be able to save you money with lower fees and closing costs. Whether you're looking for a VA, FHA, or conventional loan, they're here to help guide you through the mortgage process so you can make the best decision for your situation. Call today, 724-284-2020. Don't have time to call or visit? Apply for a mortgage online at armcocu.com. Like them on Facebook and be the first to learn about their promotions or events. Armco Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity and is federally insured by NCUA.
Hop the bus, leave the driving up to us.
The bus,
we're going your way. Getting there starts here. Just hop the bus, easy and economical. Just hop the bus, no car, no problem. The bus will get you there. 'Cause that's what we do. Hop the bus. Leave the driving up to us.
The bus.
We're going your way.
I can't remember the last time I went to the dentist. Now I'm too embarrassed to go because my teeth are in such bad condition.
Unfortunately, this person is not alone. Many folks put off going to the dentist because they fear being scolded for neglecting their teeth. This is Dr. Bob Todd with a special message. Dentistry today is faster, easier, and better than ever before. At our dental office, we don't believe in making you feel guilty, no matter how long it has been since you've seen a dentist. We know fear and embarrassment can cause a cycle of procrastination. If it has been years since you've been to the dentist, call us today. We will help put your mind at ease and bring your smile back to health.
If you hate going to the dentist but know you have a dental problem, help is only a phone call away. Dr. Bob Todd and his friendly dental team will answer all your questions and care for all your concerns. For complimentary information or to schedule an appointment at their Butler office on Evan City Road, please call 282-7774 or on the web at butlersmiles.com.
Welcome back, good friends. It's the Wednesday edition of It's Your Turn here on WISR. My name is Dave Malarkey, and visiting with us now, our next guest, Melissa Leedy, who is the member accounts executive with the Pittsburgh North Regional Chamber, and she joins us via the telephone today. Hi, Melissa. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me back, Dave.
Sure. Nice to have you here on a cold, cold Wednesday, and I do mean cold, huh?
It is very cold out there today.
However, we do have sunshine for the first time in what seems like a month and a half, so we're not complaining about that. Hey, we want to talk about some of the things that have happened under the umbrella of the Pittsburgh North Regional Chamber over the past several weeks. And one of those was the Holiday Giving Trees celebration. We'll talk about that in just a second here. We also will have another guest joining us. As a matter of fact, I think he is on the line right now, and that would be Gary Bazelow. Gary, yes. Hi, this is Dave Malarkey at WISR. Nice to have you with us. We're already on the air, and Melissa is with us as well. Melissa, can you hear him?
Absolutely.
Okay. Hi, Melissa. Hi, Dave. Thank you. Sure. Pleasure to be here.
Sure, terrific. Gary is with Bazelow Executive Search. Tell us about that, Gary. What's that organization do?
It's an executive search. We place accountants, engineering, marketing, HR, sales, after about 30 years in business, and we were rated in the top 200 in Forbes last year, so it's been a great accomplishment.
Mm-hmm. I've heard similar companies referred to as headhunters. Is that a term that's, I mean, it always seems like a little bit gruesome to me. But
oh, after a while you get used to it, but yeah, it was commonly referred to as headhunters.
Well, nice to have you with us. A little bit of the background for Gary. You were a chair of some combined chambers a few years ago. Can you give us that story, Gary, and fill us in on that?
Sure. In 2010, we actually merged the Cranberry Township Chamber and the North Allegheny Chamber to form the Pittsburgh North Regional Chamber of Commerce. You know, at that time, you know, the boards of the two chambers felt that there were a lot of similarities in between the two organizations, competing against each other by duplicating events, etc. Both were, you know, in areas of economic growth, had the same mission, vibrant membership, and similar goals. We kind of felt by merging we could unite the membership to form a stronger business community.
And you were the original chairman of the combined board, is that right?
Yes, that's true. And I've been on the board 9 years since then.
Melissa, what's the geographic footprint of the North Pittsburgh Regional Chamber?
Sure. So our footprint spreads from the McKnight Quarter into the North Hills through Cranberry to Zeeley and Opal. So we cover three counties, Butler, Beaver, and Allegheny counties.
Cranberry really, you know, when you look at a map, I can remember some years ago looking at a map of the Pittsburgh metropolitan area, and it was one of those maps where the metropolitan area was colored in yellow, and it stretched all the way to the east from Pittsburgh all the way and included Greensburg. I thought, wow, that's all considered, you know, part of the metro area. Now, I looked at one of those maps last year, and Cranberry's now included, you know, in the Pittsburgh metro area, even though, you know, obviously, technically, it's across the county line, but same mission, and a whole lot of similarities, as you said, Gary.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And actually, Cranberry is our highest concentration of members, actually, in the Cranberry area. In that zip code 16066, we have over 200 members there.
So you had a goal of merging, hoping to form a stronger business community. Are you able to say that that was a success following the merger almost 10 years ago?
Oh, absolutely. Our chamber now has 1,000 members and is one of the largest and most active chambers in the area. And our size allows us to kind of better serve the membership with expanded programs and improved services.
You have over 200 members in the 16066 zip code. I don't have zip code memorized.
Yeah, that's Cranberry area.
That's Cranberry? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't have phone numbers memorized anymore either. Remember how you used to have to memorize phone numbers? Now you just push one button, you know, on your phone and...
I still remember my phone number from 9 years old.
You've got me beat on that one, that's for sure. Talking with Gary Bazelon of Bazelon Executive Search, can you talk a little bit about some of the services, some of the programs that you can now offer because of the size, the increased size of your combined chambers?
Yeah, sure. One of the major objectives for any chamber is kind of connect their members and bring the business community together. Our size allows us to have a specialized staff. In addition to a president, we also have a director of events, a membership coordinator, which is Melissa, a membership development executive, and an executive assistant. And with a staff that large and the volunteers that come with a 1,000-member organization, it allows us to hold more events and more programming. For an example, we have over 250 events a year, and probably more than 200 of them are free to our membership. We have free networking events each week. We have free educational programming every month, free advertising on the website. We have ribbon cuttings, and along with that, we also have business after hours and signature events that really help connect our, you know, members. But we also have community events to connect businesses to the community. The Taste of Cranberry is our biggest event of the year. There's entertainments, there's gifts, raffles, and about 20 or more restaurants who provide samples of their best dishes. We probably have about 500 people in attendance every year. We also have our health and wellness fair, which is another example of the popular community event where we bring in healthcare professionals from all segments of that field to educate people on the healthcare decisions that they want or need to make. It's actually been so successful, Dave, that we're going to do two next year. We also have educational programs like social media conferences. Everyone needs to be updated on communication or technology every moment almost in this arena. We have Innovation Pittsburgh speaker series and monthly lunch and learns that we call lunchbox sessions. We just completed our holiday giving tree celebrations where we were able to present 500 gifts to some of the local nonprofits in the North Pittsburgh community, such as Glade Run Lutheran Services, Lutheran Senior Life, Mars Home for Youth, North Hills Community Outreach, Once Upon a Hero, Pittsburgh Mercy, and the Lighthouse Foundation. And again, you know, also I don't want to forget our student membership program that we have. We recognize that it's really our duty to connect the next generation to the business community through partnership with Slippery Rock University, La Roche, and Chatham Universities. We currently have over 100 student members.
That's terrific. Some of those big events you mentioned, the Taste of Cranberry and your Health and Wellness Fair. Melissa, are they held generally at the same times each year?
They are. They may fluctuate between a month of each other, but Taste of Cranberry is traditionally in the fall. And then Health and Wellness, since we are planning on having two next year because it was so successful, we just had Health and Wellness about last month, so we'll probably have one in the spring and then in the fall for 2020.
Educational programming is important for businesses. You mentioned a social media conference, Gary. I tell you, if businesses don't keep up to date with social media, they're going to be left behind and probably gone within a few years, right?
Yeah, technology changes daily, and it's really up to us to help the members stay current. And if they're not going to get it from a Chamber of Commerce, now where do they go? Some of the small businesses really can't afford to go out and do weekly educational stints. So we provide an educational program every month. And again, these social media conferences, one that it's a full-day program and gets them really caught up on today's technology to the best of our ability. And again, they can come to us anytime for help from that point on.
And you look at even some monster companies that never really got on board with social media and online services and so on. I mean, companies like Sears, who would believe that Sears would be gone, or Kmart?
Yeah, but they unbelievable.
Got left in the dust. They didn't realize quick enough what was happening. Talking with Gary Bazelon, who is with Bazelon Executive Search. Another question, Gary. Any activities planned, you know, as you mentioned, when the two chambers joined, the Cranberry Township Chamber and the Northern Allegheny Chamber? That was in 2010, which means that next year you'll be celebrating an anniversary. You're going to bake a cake or something?
We're going to make several cakes. It actually is our 10th year anniversary, and we're going to celebrate it all year long. It'll be a kind of a common theme on every event that we do. We'll have some acknowledgement that we're 10 years old. And also we have about 200 members that were with us 10 years ago when we merged. So we're going to acknowledge them at we have an annual meeting in February. The annual meeting is really kind of consists of a recap of 2019 and our strategic plan going forward as an organization in 2020. So again, we'll lay out exactly where we were and where we're going, but everything we have, all 250 events for next year, will have a current theme of you know, 10 years old, and we'll be celebrating all year long, and certainly you're invited to all of them, Dave.
You were the original chairman of the board for the combined organizations. Are you still a board member?
I am. I'm the chairman of the foundation, Educational Foundation, and it's, again, as I said earlier, it's my ninth year on the board, and I just was elected for three more, so we're still going strong. We certainly have accomplished a lot, and we still have a lot that we want to accomplish. We set out our strategic plan on a yearly basis, and then a 3 to 5 and 5 plus, so we stay on target and on course.
Obviously, you're a big believer in what the chamber can do, not just in the abstract, but really providing concrete help for businesses in the area. I'm intrigued by your student membership program. I've never heard of that before. Can you talk a little bit more about that? How do you get college students to get involved? Do you recruit, or do you post information on campuses, or what do you do?
Sure, well, I'll let Melissa maybe talk to that. She's the membership coordinator. She may be able to fill you in a little bit better than I.
Melissa.
Sure. So from that perspective, we have a great relationship with our partner universities. They are gracious enough that they allow us to come in when they have college and career fairs for the students. We set up our own table, and we educate the students on why they should be involved in the Chamber of Commerce and how that can help them as they're looking for a career when they look at graduation. We can provide a lot of free services to them, including how to network, how to present yourself professionally, how to have those basic interview skills, and most importantly is create those relationships for businesses that you're looking at, potentially working at, before you graduate. So that way, when you're applying for those positions, you have a great reference that you can put down of someone that you've invested in through your college experience that will vouch for you of why you would be a great employee for that organization.
Yeah,
it's always great for the organization, and it allows businesses to keep students local here when they graduate.
Be a super thing to be able to put on your resume, that's for sure. Is this mainly for students who are majoring in business or in other majors as well?
You know, we don't have a requirement that you need to be in business, and that's because our chamber doesn't just have office positions. We have a variety of different businesses, anything from a sole entrepreneur up to a medical practice to maybe a bank or something like that. There's such a variety that we're able to offer, and that's why any student can really take advantage of the chamber because we have such a great diversity of industry.
Is there a prorated or reduced fee for student members?
There is. So if you are a student of Slippery Rock, La Roche, or Chatham, your membership to be a student is covered by the university. So you can become a student member for free if you're one of those participating universities. Mm-hmm. If your university does not participate, but you would like to be involved, it's only $25 a year for a college student to be a student member of the Pittsburgh North Chamber of Commerce.
Boy, it sounds like a great program, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I have to take a break here, so please stick around, listeners. We have a few more minutes to chat with our guests. You're listening to the Wednesday edition of It's Your Turn here on WISR, and we shall return in just a moment. One of our sponsors on the program today is Gone Postal Butler, your friendly neighborhood shipping center. They package your items for shipping, and boy, if you have parcels that have to go out to holiday gifts for family or friends or relatives, you better get on that pretty quickly here. Christmas is 2 weeks away, 2 weeks from today. Gone Postal Butler can package those items up for you and ship them either by UPS or FedEx or U.S. Postal Service. That's your choice. But they take all the hassle out of packing them up. They do it all for you. Quickly, efficiently, and very reasonably priced, too. I've utilized their services. They're terrific. Gone Postal Butler is located in the Shockey Mini Storage Complex, and that is directly behind the Kings and Villa Grande restaurants right there on Newcastle Road. Open Monday through Friday. Gone Postal Butler, your friendly neighborhood shipping center.
Tobacco for Less is perfect if you like to think big. Tobacco for Less is Western Pennsylvania's largest glass emporium, which has hundreds of glass pipes, a custom walk-in humidor stocked with a huge selection of cigars, and a 19-foot vape juice bar. They're always stocked with standard tobacco products, and their health and wellness department maintains a wide selection of CBD products. Tobacco for Less is always expanding and adding to their product lines. Be sure to check out their Sharon location that has just added a large health and wellness department. Stop by one of their locations in Butler, Sharon, or Aliquippa for all your smoking and vaping needs.
And happy holidays from Tobacco for Less.
Welcome back. We're chatting with Melissa Leedy, membership coordinator for the Pittsburgh North Regional Chamber, and also one of the board members of the chamber. That's Gary Bazelon. Gary, could you talk a little bit about why you believe so strongly that being a member of the Pittsburgh North Regional Chamber is a good investment for businesses?
Well, going back to 2010, first of all, we were at Bazelon Executive Search. We were a member of North Allegheny and of Cranberry, and again, we're an integral part of the merger. But the merger brought both chambers, which were both stellar, you know, organizations in their own right. But they brought them together, and again, now we have 1,000 members. And I always say that it's the best, you know, return on your investment. The ROI is just unbelievable. What you can find out there, you can make contacts within your business sphere, and you can touch base with a lot of decision makers, you know, on a daily basis with all of the networking events and other events that we have, such as signature events and things. You really are able to make the connection with a lot of businesses out there. And even from a personal situation, you know, when your own business, if you own your own business, you need, everybody needs certain services, you know, such as, you know, printing and things along that line, technology, et cetera. And you get a chance to know the memberships on a one-to-one basis, you have a feeling that you know, like, and trust them, and you can bring them into your business knowing that they'll do the very best job because, again, you're going to give them a referral ongoing for the balance of the time that they're in the chamber, and they will do, you know, a great, great job for you. So it helps you personally and from a business standpoint, and I always say that, you know, for the investment of the membership, if we make one sale, you know, well, we you know, get back the cost of the membership. It's just a great family organization. Everybody, you know, really works together, and everybody gives referrals. If somebody needs something, everybody out there finds the best referral for you and gets you the answer. So it's just a great organization besides the fact that, again, it's great, great, great for business.
Sure, and all other things being equal, who doesn't want to, you know, buy local and support local business, just as you would want others to support you?
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. We have to stick together. We are family, the old Pittsburgh Pirate theme.
And the Pittsburgh North Regional Chamber is one of the largest, and certainly one of the most active chambers in the area, more than 1,000 members. Melissa, I wanted to review a couple of things with you here before our time runs out about some of the past events that have happened over the past few weeks. The Holiday Giving Tree celebration, how did that go?
It was an awesome opportunity for us to really appreciate the staff of those nonprofits, those 7 nonprofits that we partnered with for lunch. And also very humbling and encouraging to be able to present over 500 gifts to them from everyone in the community. It's not just chamber members who gave those gifts. A lot of community members as well were able to give gifts. We placed Christmas trees with the tags for the needs of each organization all over the North Pittsburgh area. We had a tree at Allegheny Health Network. We had a tree at a lot of other local small businesses that anyone who was waiting in the lobby or walking past that tree grabbed one and was very kind and was able to get that gift for that individual, drop it off at either one of our offices, either Cranberry here or Wexford. And because of their generosity, we're able to really make a huge impact in the North Pittsburgh area.
Do you have a list of the seven nonprofits that you were able to help out?
Yeah, so we were able to help out Glade Run Lutheran Services, Lutheran Senior Life, Mars Home for Youth, North Hills Community Outreach, Once Upon a Hero, Pittsburgh Mercy, and finally the Lighthouse Foundation.
And just as Gary was telling us earlier in our conversation, that shows you what a sizable geographic footprint the Pittsburgh North Regional Chamber has. And I suppose, Melissa, you're going to be, among others, busy planning for the 10th anniversary meeting, which will be coming up rather early, actually, in the new year, will it not?
Yeah, we're very excited to be able to celebrate the 10-year anniversary at our annual meeting next year in 2020. It's going to be in February, and it's a great opportunity for us to present to our members, but also the community as well, what we did in 2019, and then what is our strategic plan going forward as an organization, taking in mind what the changes are in our community, all the new businesses that keep popping up in our area, which is fantastic. So taking all that information and coming up with what is our strategy and how we can best serve our local area going forward.
Melissa Leedy is the membership coordinator for Pittsburgh North Regional Chamber. Also visiting with us today, Gary Bazelone from Bazelone Executive Search. Hey, thanks for being with us, folks. Very informative. Good to talk with you both today.
Thank you very much, Dave.
Thanks.
Sure. So long now.
So long.
All righty. Nice to talk with those two folks with us here today. Okay. Get my phone lines properly aligned there. I wanted to tell you what we have coming up tomorrow. Dr. Nick Neupower will be joining us, the president of Butler County Community College, tomorrow. There's lots of good news, including we want to get the details on a sizable gift that was announced just a few days ago from Grove City College to Butler County Community College, $500,000, as the two schools are cooperating to some degree on the construction of the new Allied Nursing Building on the BC3 campus. That's still a year or so away, but getting more and more of the funding in place. So pretty nice development there. And some students, we'll get the details from Dr. Neupower tomorrow, but some Grove City College students will then be able to come to BC3 for some of their training for the nursing degree, the bachelor's of nursing degree that's going to be started at Grove City College. So that's coming up tomorrow. Also, later this week on Friday, holiday fire safety. You know, residential fires are tragic any time during the year, but especially at holiday time. And, you know, we always hear them in the news at holiday time. So we'll be talking with Butler City Township Joint Fire Chief Chris Witala. Some of the things that we have to be careful about with holiday decorations and lights and the proper use of extension cords and the dangerous uses of extension cords and candles and fireplaces and all the other stuff, the fun stuff of the holidays, and make sure that we use them and enjoy them safely. That'll be on Friday. Thanks for being with us today on the Wednesday edition of It's Your Turn. Enjoy the rest of the day. Bundle up. Don't be fooled by the bright sunshine. It's cold out there, and it's going to be even colder tonight than it was early this morning. The latest forecast calls for temperatures well down in the teens overnight to tonight. So bundle up. I'm Dave Malarkey. Enjoy the rest of your day. Talk to you tomorrow at 12:30 on the Thursday edition of It's Your Turn.
Thanks for joining us for today's edition of It's Your Turn with Dave Malarkey here on WISR 680 AM. Today's broadcast is also archived for you online at WISR680.com. Tune in again next time for Dave Malarkey's It's Your Turn, weekdays from 12:30 to 1:30, right here on WISR 680.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all. With those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. Parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year.